Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and at least here in the center of the universe, still bright sunshine. I'm hoping it's that way for you as well, but just a heads up, it is looking more and more and more and more and more likely that before you and I part company at 1800, we'll have some torrential downpours. It looks like they're going to be with us through the evening, the overnight, into tomorrow. Yes, it is National Radio Day, and I had no idea that there were as many people who wanted to vent their spleen on the topic of National Radio Day. But I just want to share a couple of other texts that have come in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, talking about National Radio Day. Hey, Germ, do me a favor, would you please save me a piece of the cake? Because we had a cake, right? Did we not have, like, a big, giant cake for National Radio Day at the Radio Factory? Must have been. Must have been, like, a big, probably shaped like a microphone or something, or maybe shaped like a radio. Well, look in the kitchen, open the fridge, because there's, just save me a piece is all I'm asking. That's all. We do need to celebrate National Radio Day, and a cake would seem appropriate, right? Sandwiches, refreshments. I got another idea. Why don't, no, how about this? How about if we all just go bowling? And not like, you know, bowling for skinheads or skinhead bowling or whatever that song was that Heidi loves. No, I mean like just regular bowling. That would be a fun, yeah. Anyway, let me take a look here at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Now, I love the fact that there are folks jumping in. You know, the beautiful thing about Central Virginia, as far as I'm concerned, and granted, I've been here a long time, but we've got so many of us who are from elsewhere, right? We've got come-heres and from-heres, and it doesn't matter how long ago you came here, you're still, you know what I'm saying. But there are some folks weighing in with some amazing names, and I guarantee you some of these are going to be resonating with you. Taking a look at 6681 says, Jeff, Jim Quinn and Rose Tennant and Fred Hornsberger in Pittsburgh, some of the finest talk radio people ever. You are absolutely correct. Roxana says, Jeff, I miss Rush Limbaugh. I would love to hear his thoughts on today's events. I love you, Jeff. I miss John Reed so much. Unlike some WRBA folks, I like Dana And I like Scott Lee. Keep up the good work. Roxana. All right. Well, thank you, Roxana. I will do my best. 804 says, Jeff, how about John Batchelor? Excellent. Excellent talent. And Bob Grant, get off my phone. It's a sick world out there, and it's just getting sicker. That was my first big national exposure, by the way. Filling in for the late, great Bob Grant. Used to have a national show on Westwood One. That was a huge, huge thing at the time. And, I got to pinch hit for him, and it was great, great fun. 804, David in Midlothian says, how about Dick Whittington, mostly in the 60s and 70s in the Los Angeles area, although he was born in Philadelphia. A lot of people considered him a pre-Howard Stern, Howard Stern. You know, it's interesting because as much as people either loved or despised Stern, Stern did talk radio. Now, Stern doesn't do anything at this point, right? He's dialed it back to, I think, 12 minutes every week is his work schedule, which is not bad. If you can look, if you can get it, take it. But he was also doing talk radio, a very different type of talk radio. Some would argue a pretty disgusting type of talk radio, but it was still talk radio. I put all these guys on the list. I really do. 804, Jeff, WRBA has had some of the best from Alden Arrow to Doc Thompson to Jimmy Barrett, Tim Timberlane, you, John Reed. All you guys have been great. Also, Glenn Beck, I hate to not hear him on 1140 anymore. All right. John says, Jeff, back in the 60s, early 70s, there was a great rock station on the Big Lee that many of us listened to. Yeah. Again, there was a time when that radio umbrella encompassed so much. And today, I don't know. I mean, I love radio. I still love radio. I really do. I love what you're capable of doing with it. I love it when it's used properly. I love truly talented people. You know what I found throughout the years? Your degree of talent is in inverse proportion to your ego. The guys with the biggest egos are the ones that have the least amount of talent. The ones that are telling you how great they are the ones that, well, they got to tell somebody. Sex talk with Ruth. Dr. Ruth. Ah, that was talk, again, at a time when you did not have conversations about this sort of stuff, period, let alone with somebody's bubby in New York City. But sex talk with Dr. Ruth. I didn't even know in this day and age, 2026, if I could say the things that Dr. Ruth said back then. Maybe I could, maybe I couldn't. I don't know. It's weird. 804, Jeff, Brian Kilmeade. Yeah, Kilmeade's a good dude. 804, Jeff, we're all listening to you. So hats off to you, my friend. Well, thank you. This was not actually a way to troll for compliments, but, you know, I'm not above trolling for compliments, so thank you. 804 says, Jeff, I go back to Long John Neville, WOR in New York City, as a teen staying up way too late. FYI, I am still listening on an actual radio, not the interwebs. Isn't that cool? How many of us still listen on actual radios? Again, people get so hung up on, what do we call this? How do we say it? How do we describe this? Is it, we were calling it National Radio Day, Jeff, but it's this or that. Listen, it is what it always has been. It's about providing information, conversation, content, right? That's the buzzword, content. Jan and Ashley says, Jeff, I loved Alden Arrow, Millard the Mallard, my old friend Tim Timberlake. I only listen to WRBA. I never turn it off on the weekdays. Okay. What are you going away on the weekends? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you were trying to say, Jan? Because that's how I took it. No, I'm not offended. But, you know, somebody might be. Big John Trimble, all-night truck driver show. Very cool. Remember the truck and Bozo? That was the guy out of Cincinnati. Great job. Gotta love Sean Hannity. Okay, yeah. Number of good things. All right, some stupid stuff about hating on Donald Trump, blah, blah, blah. 804, Jeff, that Publix thing is about as dumb as somebody with a vagina saying they're a boy. Yes, if you had not heard yet, great reporting was part of the newscast with our dear friend, our news director, best news director at News Radio WRBA in the 14 years I've been here, Charles Pyle. Sarah Huffman did the story. Great job of reporting it, but what she's reporting is like six different types of stupid. Maybe seven if we're grading on a curve. Publix, a supermarket chain that, if we're talking about big, gigantic supermarket chains, that's my favorite. If we're talking about not quite as big, then obviously Tom Leonard, because Tom's a friend and his store is fantastic and TJ is a buddy. But of the bigs, Publix is my place. So Publix says, we're going to eliminate the item limit on the express lanes, but they're still going to be the express lanes. That doesn't work. It's like saying, this is the express train from Richmond to Boston. Okay. Now, what that means is we'll stop in Washington, D.C., we'll stop in Philadelphia, and we'll stop in New York, and then we'll stop in Boston. It's an express train. We go by the other stations. If, in fact, it's a local train that stops at every single solitary station, you can call it an express train, but it's not an express train. So, Publix, you can call it an express lane, but it's not. It just isn't. Oh, somebody's saying Michael Savage. Well, 916. When we come back, and we will momentarily, Germ, do not let me forget this. I will share one or two stories of Dr. Wiener, because that's his real name, Michael Wiener. I had the, well, I worked with the good Dr. Wiener, and I'll let you know a thing or two about him. We'll do that. We'll do that in a couple of moments. Rob Chadwick is going to be along. Rob, of course, retired FBI supervisory special agent. Now the principal training advisor for U.S. Concealed Carry Association Delta Defense. There's some dangerous things that have been in the news recently. State fairs, things of that sort that just went sideways real fast. We'll get some advice from Rob Chadwick on how to stay safe in those situations. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
rolling in here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Steve the Painter says, Jeff, I was one of those music guys. Then I found Howard. That led to Rush, which led to you. Ooh, see? A nice, like, yellow brick road. I like that. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that, and I do appreciate you listening. Kristen from Ashland says, Jeff, I think you are a great radio show host. Well, Kristen, I think you are a great radio texter. You make me and my family laugh at your quick jokes. If only I had something funny to say there, that would be good. Big John Trimble, late night on WRVA. Jeff, I listen on AM. I am old school. Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Jeff, how about WABC in New York? Wolfman Jack. Wolfman Jack was an amazing talent. And he was actually doing talk radio, even though he was doing music radio. And for the record, since it's Wolfman Jack, he was a great guest on my talk radio program. No, he's a really, really funny guy. Super, super funny guy. Jeff, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and Dennis Miller. I also enjoyed that that trio. I think that Dennis Miller was really a very talented radio guy. Wasn't really his initial entree, but he did a great, great job. Jeff, I grew up in New York City. John Gambling, Rambling with Gambling, Howard Stern, Don Imus. Don Imus was one of the worst human beings on the face of the planet. Oh, my God, what a miserable, miserable person. And I can say that, having interacted with him. Also, Michael Wiener. God, you are going to have to buy the book. That's all I'm going to tell you. But I can tell you this, that at the radio station in San Francisco where I worked with Wiener, he thought he had his own studio. Now, he had been told, don't come into the radio factory because, well, frankly, nobody wanted him there and nobody wanted to work near him. And so they quote, built him a radio station at his house, which back in the day really meant something. Now, you know, you flip a switch, you got a station at your house. But here's the deal. He was convinced that there was an actual studio at the radio station that only he was allowed to use. There was a cardboard sign with Velcro. That studio was used all the time by everybody until such time as the good doctor had his servant. I mean, that seemed to be like his personal assistant, would call ahead and say, Dr. Savage will be in later today, which meant one of us had to go and get that cardboard sign out of the closet and put it up on the Velcro on that door so that he believed that it was still just his studio, even though, again, it was, it was everybody's studio. Very weird. Very weird. 804 says, Jeff, about these express lanes and Publix, I went to the grocery store with my dad after my mom passed away. He always went to the shortest line, and I'd be so embarrassed because he would have an entire cart full, and we'd access lanes. So embarrassed. Sometimes the cashier would catch him, but he did not care. Well, I'm just going to say this, Nanny Jan. He was the problem. You told me, and obviously you already knew. Art Bell and Larry King, Jeff, when he did overnights. Yeah, absolutely. Solid, solid folks. Some good stuff there. All right, we got a lot of other stuff that we have got to talk about. Our good friend Rob Chadwick is going to be along. Retired FBI supervisory special agent, headed up all the tactical training for the Bureau up in Quantico for many, many years now. The principal training advisor for U.S. Concealed Carry Association Delta Defense. We got some safety tips, if nothing else, from Rob Chadwick. A little insight that everybody needs. Oh, and Tony Pham, former ICE director, will be with us at 5:35. It is 4:27. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep. Graybar does that.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh gone nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.